Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
More than 70 companies and organizations in the U.S. are closing their doors today. The one-day direct action in the middle of Women's History Month is to demand Congress pass paid family and medical leave, because the U.S. remains one of the few countries in the world where a paid leave program is not in place for new parents. Some states have taken action. 13 have laws that enable workers to collect benefits for up to 3 months while they care for a family member or themselves, but not the rest. We're joined now by an executive whose company is closing for business today to make a point about the lack of federal paid leave. Janelle Tavis is Chief Commercial Officer in North America for the parenting products company Bugaboo. Janelle, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us briefly about Bugaboo and why you're taking part in this day of action.
So yes, at Bugaboo, our brand mission is to empower parents and future parents to discover the world. And really, when we think about the first few months of a baby's life, it's really critical to its development. And we believe in really enabling and living those values so that all parents can prioritize that important time. So not only for the consumers that we serve, but then also internally as a brand and as an organization for any new parent.
And so why are you taking part? Why are you actually closing your online sales today? And it's online sales that you're closing, right?
Yeah, so we don't have any Bugaboo brand stores, so brick and mortar stores. How we've participated in this campaign is that we're closing our corporate doors. So our entire team of nearly 30 across the U.S. and Canada are not coming into work today. And we're giving them the paid day off as a signal and a symbol that this is necessary, a necessary campaign to support. Our online sales are open. We don't have our customer service team or logistics online right now, but we are taking orders and those will go out tomorrow.
So how does family leave at your company currently work? What happens if an employee has a new baby or adopts or I guess even has to take care of a sick parent and needs time off?
Yeah, when I first joined Bugaboo, I was 6 months postpartum myself. I was a new mom. I had my son in the middle of the pandemic following a really difficult pregnancy and delivery during that time. And it was that experience as a new mother, which really informed how we wanted to create change within the company. So over the last 3 years, we have been really working to formally extend and make changes to our U.S. handbook. Now we have 16 fully paid weeks is what we offer, plus a flexible return to work plan, meaning that the parent can come back in reduced part-time hours to really transition in and but still get paid for full time.
And so that cost falls squarely on your business. How does not having paid federal leave affect you? What would happen if there was paid federal leave, seeing as though you're already giving it to your employees?
Well, it would take the financial stress certainly off the company. And what we have seen, though, and what I would urge other companies to think about, it does become an incremental personnel cost to our company. But what I believe and what we've seen firsthand is that when you institute formal leave policies and policies that support the well-being of your employees, what that creates are happy and well individuals and ultimately high-performing teams.
Yeah. And I'm wondering what kind of federal paid leave you'd like to see. What are you calling on Congress to do?
I would say, I mean, at the minimum, I would call for 12 weeks because I think that is at the stage that we know that mothers have physically and also mentally started to recover and heal and are able to re-enter the workplace. It's still very early compared to a lot of other leave programs, but it would really then be available and offered to every parent, regardless of what business or where they're employed.
Bugaboo is a Dutch company. Janelle, tell us about federal leave policies there. Is that possibly a model for us, what happens in the Netherlands?
Yes. So in the Netherlands, the federal leave benefit is 16 weeks to every new parent. So
that is paid by the government.
That is paid, exactly, that is paid by the government. And so the Bugaboo North America, the company, we assume that responsibility as a company in the U.S. in lieu of that federal absence, federal leave absence.
And just talk to me about how that helps you as a business owner, you know, be that in the Netherlands or Germany or other countries where you have business, the fact that the government actually pays that cost versus you as the individual business owner.
The benefit is that regardless if you're at a small business or you're at a large global brand like Bugaboo, that every parent receives the same financial security and also time to recover and heal. And so we have really seen a company benefit from an engagement standpoint that we are really living what we say our brand values is, which is to empower parents.
Janelle Tavis is Chief Commercial Officer in North America for the parenting products company Bugaboo, best known for their strollers. Thank you so much, Janelle.
Thank you very much for having me.